Distorted View Daily proudly presents The Struggles of a Tranny.
I want to go get a new pussy and clitoris in Thailand, but the bastards over there want to charge me between 30 to 50% extra because I have HIV. Now, do I look like I'm getting ready to die? Don't answer that, whore. Because I'm not. I'm perfectly healthy. And, hell, my immune system is better than most people without HIV. But the assholes over there are charging extra to make a profit. And I'm going to fight the fuckers. Even if I have to get a new clitoris and vagina here in the United States.
Hey, Freaks, it's Sunday, April 14th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, gay Nazi porn star meth heads from Texas. Plus, my doctor thinks I was a sexually active preteen. What's the difference between stain, disturb, POD, and puddle of mud? Fuck if I know. And the piss drinker returns!
Because his nuts start quivering and his dick got hard.
Oh, crazy.
Release the homo demons.
That's right.
Okay, I love shit, man. I love shit.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim back here for a late weekend podcast. Got a great show for you today. I mentioned on the Thursday Sideshow exclusive program that there might not be a Friday show, and I might have to make up for it here on the weekend, which apparently turned out to be the case. I had a late doctor's appointment on Friday, and then I also had to do my taxes, and that drained the life out of me. That TurboTax is an emotional roller coaster. Up on the, I don't know if you guys use TurboTax or not, but on the upper left-hand corner of the screen, you see how much money you're getting back or you owe throughout the process. And it's a number that constantly changes. Obviously, in my case, I have to pay all the time. All the time! But in, you know, some of the fields, like, I don't know, you're putting in your, like, how much you paid in healthcare and stuff. The little counter in the corner that tells you how much you're going to pay or get back, it goes down, right? The numbers will adjust. All the numbers will start flipping. But it'll go down and then back up and then back down. And this is something the programmers put in the system. Like, this is a computer. It can do math pretty quick, right? It knows instantly what that number is, with this stupid little animation going down and up, down and up. I changed one number, and for 30 seconds, this thing was going down and up, down, and I was like, where is it going to land? It landed somewhere not great. If you run a business, or you know, you have your self-employed or something, you're supposed to pay quarterly taxes for the next year. Like, right now, I should be paying every couple months to the IRS for next year's taxes, right? So when I do my taxes, I'll say, oh, I've already paid this amount in taxes, and maybe I'll get some of it back. But I'm always behind, and it's because of how I started the show. You know, I started this podcast, or started the sideshow in 2006 or 2007 or whatever, and I didn't think to save money for taxes, so I've always been behind. Like, this past year, I had to do like an installment plan where I was paying $500 a month to the IRS. And it's like, I can't pay next year's taxes and this $500 a month. Do you know how much I make here doing the show? Not that much. If you're a wealthy benefactor, and keep in mind, I don't know what the word benefactor means. I think it means I have to sleep with you. I would be willing to do that. I need a wealthy benefactor. Maybe benefactor means just like, you know, you would benefit me. I just need like $9,000 and then I think I'll be okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll probably die in the next few years. Anyway, I went to my doctor's appointment. You know, I was convinced I had a blood clot in my leg. That's not why I was going to the doctor. It was like it's my first checkup in a while. You know, and I don't know what it is, but I'm never given a real doctor. When I was down in Columbus, I was given like, I don't know what this woman was. She's like a nurse or something. I mean, she had a bunch of letters after her name, but none of those were MD. I never get like the, you know, 60-year-old doctor who has seen everything. That's who I need, not a newbie, right? So down here in Cincinnati, I thought I was going to see a male doctor. And then when I got there, she was like, no, you're going to see, you know, Dr. Sarah Bareilles. I don't know. I don't want to say her real last name. And I get there, and she's like, I'm in my residency or something. I think that means she's a real doctor, but she's, like, new or something. I don't know. It didn't matter. I'm assuming she knew what she was doing. I'm very trusting with people. I'm just dumb. I'll believe anything you tell me. She didn't seem concerned with anything that was going on with me. You know how I'm always telling you that I'm close to death because I don't feel right? Like, when I stand up, my head gets all cloudy and full, and there's pressure, and I'm pretty sure I've got a goddamn tumor, or I'm close to an aneurysm or something, but this woman did not care in the least. She's like, ah, that's weird. It's probably sinuses. And I'm like, well, what, you know, isn't it, couldn't it be a heart issue? Like, my heart is not pumping enough blood to my fucking head. You know, it's weak. I'm convinced I'm going into heart failure, and she thinks it's, you know, seasonal allergy. It is probably seasonal allergy, by the way. She said, you know, if it was a heart issue, you would feel dizzy or lightheaded. You wouldn't feel like a pressure in your head. So I said, okay, next problem. Look at my leg. There's a discoloration and it hurts in my calf area, and I'm pretty sure it's a blood clot. Although when I went to see her, it hadn't been hurting for a day. But she said since there was no swelling in my foot and it didn't hurt anymore, it probably wasn't a blood clot. And also, I'm not 80. She also didn't respond favorably to my theory that my mom's old ass eggs in my dad's dusty gum made me an elderly newborn when I shot forth from my mommy's twat. And that's why I'm having all these problems. Because, you know, I was basically born old. Expired, if you will. Also, let me just tell you, you know, when you go to see a new doctor or whatever, you got tons of fucking paperwork to fill out. And thankfully, they mail it to you now. So you fill it all out at home. And like, there was like 5 pages. And on 2 of the pages, they wanted to know about my sex life. You know, what's going on down there? Who am I fucking? Who would I like to fuck? When's the last time I fucked? I turned this into a Sextastic Tuesday-like essay. Nasty man-on-man sex, you know, with shit dick. And I have little turd worms coming out. When I pee after I have sex, I'm like, I should probably get a hepatitis shot. Which they did give me, by the way, but I didn't tell them about dick worms. I made that part up. No, what I was going to say is, so they ask you, like, your sexual orientation and all this other shit, right? And so I noticed when this, like, pseudo-doctor that I had, I don't know if she was really a doctor. Again, she was, like, first-year, second-year doctor student. When she was done, she was like, I'm going to go get my supervisor, who's a real doctor, and he'll come in and just say hi to you, just to prove, like, there's an adult in charge, I guess. Well, guess which doctor they pulled out of the doctor pen for me? The gay one. Oh, it was just so obvious. He had his little bow tie, and on his name tag, he had a rainbow sticker and a tranny sticker. I don't need to see a gay doctor to feel comfortable. I think they did that because when she tested my heart rate, it was like going at like 98 beats a minute. And I'm like, it's just because I'm always nervous about everything. And I like pointed to my little Apple Watch. And I'm like, you know, usually when I'm just sitting down, chilling at home, it's in the 70s. It's much lower. But she probably thought, I'll put him at ease. I'll bring in a gay doctor. Well, that did not help things at all. Because the doctor bounces in and he's like, hey, I noticed the last time you got an AIDS test was in 1993. I'm like, what? I was 12 then. What the hell do you think I was up to? Look at this face. Do you think I was getting any action at 12 in Ashta fucking Beulah, Ohio? They didn't have free clinics there either. So I'd have to ask my mom or dad to take me to get my HIV test. And there's just a whole lot of nope happening there. I kept telling them, no, I don't think that's possible. And they didn't believe me. I think they thought I was much older than I am because, again, the fucking gray hair, right? But then I was like, you know, in 1993, I was 12 or 13 years old. And then they were like, oh, maybe that date is a placeholder. Anyway, the checkup was fine or whatever. Although, I always thought they did more. You know, like, I thought, like, I'd have to stand up, take my shirt off. They grab my balls, make me cough, that type of thing. I didn't even have to pee in a cup. I mean, they took some blood for blood work, and they're going to test my, like, cholesterol or lipids or whatever they do there. My blood pressure was okay, though. I was pretty surprised about that. It was like 123 over 81 or 82. You know, it's like right about 120 over 80. So that was pretty cool. I'm still convinced I'm going to die. We'll see what happens when the blood results come back. Just a lot of things to stress over this weekend. All right, listen, it is going to be a short program today. I've got one news story for you, but I do have some audio as well. First up, got a clip here of the lead singer of Staind doing his thing on stage. Now, I got to be honest with you. I like some of Staind's songs, but I don't know the difference between Staind, Disturbed, Puddle of Mud, and POD. And I'm sure there are some wildly different sounds going on there, but for some reason, it's all a blur to me. As a matter of fact, when I found this clip I wanted to share with you, I was going to first play a clip of them on Conan. I saw this clip and I was blown away. This is just amazing. It's them singing The Sound of Silence, but then after about 15 minutes, I realized, wait a second, this is Disturbed singing The Sound of Silence, not Staind. So this is...
Take my arms and I might reach you.
God, this is crazy.
But my words, like silent raindrops fell.
This is from 2016.
Of silence.
I've never seen this before, right? It's got like 93 million views. And the actual, the real version of the song, like their official version, has like 500 million. Now, keep in mind, that has nothing to do with the clip I'm going to play because, again, we're here to talk about Staind. Staind's biggest hit on Spotify is this one, So Far Away. Sounds nothing like the guy from Disturbed, but still, I don't know the difference. And then, of course, the other song is It's Been a While. It's been a while, right? So we all know Staind. Here is Aaron Lewis, who is the lead singer of Staind, on stage trying desperately to play for the people, but they won't be quiet. Very difficult to get, you know, thousands of people on the same page. I think what happened here was, like, there was some sound problems. Maybe his guitar wasn't plugged in or something. And so he's trying to do this, like, acoustically. And he needs silence, but he ain't getting it. Hello! Oh, I can hear him just fine.
Shut the fuck up!
I say he's playing in front of thousands of people. I don't know what venue he's at. Could be a nightclub with 50 people. Who knows? I like the audience when he tells them to shut the fuck up. They're like, yeah! Woo!
Shut the fuck up!
Woo! They're having a good time. They're all inebriated. I don't give a shit. It's been a while.
Listen, I'm fucking good. I don't have to do this.
Oh, God. This is like the worst thing a performer can do, right? Treating the audience like children, telling them to settle down. Half these people are drunk, the other half are high. They're not in a position to follow instructions. They're there to have a good time. They can do it with or without you.
Listen.
Wait, he has a microphone? Why hasn't he been using that?
If you don't shut the fuck up, you can't even hear the guitar. So shut up. I've got three more fucking minutes. Three. Can you please, for once, through the whole fucking evening, you guys have talked all fucking night. Shut the fuck up, or I'm done.
Huff! Like, dude, if you only have 3 minutes, just bail out early.
It's so fucking ironic.
Don't you think?
That this fucking song is a thank you. And I can't get you to shut the fuck up to hear it.
You should write a new song. Called I Hate My Fucking Audience. We're down to 2 minutes now.
Thank you to the people in my life.
Do you think he's gonna continue singing?
For putting up with me.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. He's done. Oh, and he threw the cup. He threw his drinking cup on off of the stage into the crowd.
We were a bad audience. We need a spanking.
Well, if you're a Stain fan, I hope you did not pay money to see that performance. Let's move on. Hey, a while ago, we're talking probably years at this point, we featured a woman from the TV show My Strange Addiction. We featured many freaks from this program. In this particular episode, though, there is a woman who consumed her own piss. And I've got an update for you. But first, a little refresher.
My name is Carrie. I've been addicted to drinking my urine for over 4 years.
Carrie has consumed over 900 gallons of urine since her addiction began. But drinking out of a glass isn't the only way Carrie gets her fix.
This is a neti pot. I use it for nasal drinking. It's kind of tricky. You gotta do it just right.
She pours piss up her nostrils.
And breathe at the same time while you're just putting a little teeny bit in there and swallowing at the same time. When you're nasal drinking, the pain is different than any pain I've ever...
That's your body telling you to stop.
Experienced.
Usually the way the neti pot works is you usually use like water or something, right? And you pour it in one nostril and it comes out the other nostril. You don't fucking swallow this shit, especially your piss! I can't imagine what this woman smells like. Well, actually, I can. It smells like pee. I mean, if you drink pee, if that's all you drink is pee, and pee's going in other holes too, like your nose, right? And you bathe in piss, you're gonna have an odor about you.
Most people in Carrie's life don't know about her unusual addiction. Today,
they have to know something's up.
Hey, she's finally ready to tell her friend Denise what she does behind closed doors.
Denise looks like that big fat woman from the Women at Large exercise video from the 80s. Roll those shoulders!
Kind of nervous a little bit. You feel naked and vulnerable because there's so much judgment that goes on. It's not accepted. It's taboo. Well, I had a dream one day.
Okay.
And I've been doing something.
This is a very different type of dream than Martin Luther King Jr. had.
Kind of addictively. Ever since.
Okay.
I drink almost all the urine that comes out of my body.
All of it?
Almost all.
Does it matter, really, if it's all of it or half of it or even a quarter of it? The point is she drinks her piss.
Well, it tastes like water to me.
Really?
After 4 years.
Oh, so you've been doing that 4 years?
Oh.
All day, every day.
Oh, so it continues to get crazier and crazier. Okay.
I drink it through my eyes.
Ah! Like an eyedropper.
It's a little cup I use called an eye cup. Only I put urine in there and try and keep it open for like 5 minutes. And I brush my teeth with it. And I rub it the old... Like, save it for a week or two. Or
vintage urine.
Rub the aged stuff on my skin all over.
Well, believe it or not, that episode aired, what, like 7 years ago? I have found this woman's YouTube channel, and she's still at it.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to talk to you today because it's my 10-year birthday. I'm 10 years young. I'm not saying I'm young. I'm just saying it's 10 years to the day I've been doing Shivambu.
That's piss therapy or whatever. And this was posted a year ago, so she's actually 11 years into this.
Swimming the living water.
The
yeah.
Living water.
And reaping the benefits of continual health, which is what we get when we recycle the living water. It's good to see you.
What a way to soften that blow, right? And just call urine the living water. She's also a flat earther, and she believes in other things, like sweet potatoes cure Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, there's an article. Oh, and I will include that article, the link to it below, of a guy who got his mom back from Alzheimer's fully with sweet potatoes and blueberries. And oh, I believe...
All this time, the medical community is trying to figure out how to prevent or cure Alzheimer's. The answer was blueberries and sweet potatoes.
I mean, it's what my dog eats.
Her dog's vegan, by the way. She put her dog on a vegan diet.
Anyway, so...
I've watched too many videos of this bitch. It's funny because, you know, this video that I'm getting some of the audio right now from is called Flat Earth Reasons, but she's not talking about the flat earth. She talked about the blueberries and the Alzheimer's, and now she's talking about vaccinations. Oh, of course, she's anti-vax as well.
I've been telling them about the vaccinations and the flu vaccinations for 10 years, and I said they're showing, you know, that it leads to Alzheimer's. Who's showing? Oh, is it probably a bunch of people on YouTube just starting some, you know? Well, they took those flu vaccines for 10 years.
And now her mom has Alzheimer's. Proof!
I'm not a kind of person to say I told you so or anything like that.
She does practice what she preaches, though. Her own daughter, who I think is like 17 now, has not been vaccinated. Listen to this. Hold on.
And she was born at home, so she never had to go to a hospital. And
she's never been to the hospital. This bitch pushed her out of her twat in the bathtub, right? Never took the kid to the hospital.
She's gone to see a doctor a couple of times, but that was, you know, to fulfill regulations for her to go to school. Yeah, so she went to school. Yeah, I didn't homeschool her.
That's the most shocking thing I've heard yet in this video.
Anyway, I'm rambling on and on, but the reason for Flat Earth has a whole lot to do with our health and our education.
What? Oh.
And
the reason why people don't believe that the Earth is flat?
Our whole well-being on Earth, desert or green lush.
What?
It's all about Cuckoo. That.
Anyway, this woman from My Strange Addiction is on YouTube. I will provide a link on the show notes. She's got lots of crazy videos. I do have one news story for you. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Right. I'm not going to go through that whole spiel. But yes, first story, only story I have for you today. A gay porn star who recently came under fire for his white supremacist tattoos has now been arrested in a drug raid. Surprise, surprise. This guy is covered from head to toe in tats. Obviously, I wanted to see some of his work. So I looked him up and I watched him in a couple of scenes. And while he is naked, I could not pick out any of the Nazi tattoos. I mean, I'm looking for swastikas and shit, right? I see an H. I see a strange looking cross, but I don't see anything blatantly anti-Semitic. Timothy Harper, 29, was one of four people arrested at a Dallas, Texas home last Thursday, where a SWAT team found more than 1,600 grams of meth, as well as scales and packaging consistent with narcotics trafficking. He was arrested on a charge of manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance after reportedly admitting to ordering and receiving drugs. He remains held on a $100,000 bail. Do you want to hear what this guy has to say? Not about drugs or Hitler. It's mainly about, I don't know, cock sucking or something.
I got into the porn industry really a lot through dancing. You know, I've been dancing now for about 7 years. Dancing.
You guys know he's not talking about classically trained dancing, right? Not like he's a ballerina.
Age is kind of like an out-of-body experience, man. It's a feeling like no other. It's a huge turn-on. I think it's the fact of knowing that, like, everybody in the room is staring at you and watching you and just knowing that
Oh, he's got some meth mouth. Like, his teeth are kind of rotting.
Be a part of someone's fantasy or fulfill someone's fantasy, to me, it's like the ultimate high.
Turn-ons include bubble butts, large dicks, turnoffs, of course. Jews! Blacks! Jews! That was an intro video. I didn't know they had these things, like on Pornhub. It's like, get to know your porn star. Here's a clip of him in action. He said his favorite thing is getting deep throated, and that's what's happening in this scene.
Yeah, fuck, slap roll it. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yes. Fuck yeah, just like that.
I'm looking at the comments in this video. Not a lot of people like this guy. The tatted guy looks semi the whole way. Like, he's not even super hard.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll give this tattooed guy a 1 out of 10 because he showed up.
Good boy. Good boy.
The body wasn't all that, and he couldn't even get it hard.
Fuck.
Another person said, small floppy dicks. They tried too hard, and it looked fake. All right, well, you know, I guess this is newsworthy because, you know, this porn guy was a white supremacist, but he's not like an A-list gay porn star, right? Like a C-lister, maybe. What porn studio is he with here? I'm fast-forwarding through the porn. Cocky Boys. Are you guys familiar with the Cocky Boy porn studio? Sounds like one of the smaller production companies. It's not like the equivalent to Paramount or 20th Century Fox or something.
Right. Yeah. Fucking eat my cock. Yes. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, let me see you fucking come. Yeah.
There are a few comments, by the way, in the Pornhub or wherever I'm watching this, where they say, hey, this guy is a white supremacist. You can clearly see in the 2 minute 38 second mark, there's two S's, like SS, written or tattooed in like in lightning fashion. And I guess that sort of means that he's a white supremacist, whatever. The Dallas Morning News reports that Harper is a gay porn actor. Oh, yeah, he works under the name Cameron Diggs. If you wanted to look him up, that's Diggs with 2 G's. Last April, he came under fire when gay porn studio Naked Sword released a clip of him, and many pointed out that he had Nazi tattoos on his body, including SS bolts on his hips and iron crosses on his chest. Oh, that's that cross that I was talking about. I guess that's a white supremacist thing, too. A few months later, in July, Naked Sword suggested that Harper issue a statement to clear his name, but that didn't go down as they intended. Really? Quote, I believe people should want to be proud of who they are and where they come from, Diggs said in his statement. I feel like we're supposed to continue our race and our culture. When it comes to having kids, I prefer to stay inside my own race. It's nothing hateful towards any race, it's just what I believe. But also, isn't he gay? You're not going to have any kids. You're not going to be procreating. Or is he, like, gay for pay? I mean, I've watched clips of him fucking dudes, and he was sucking dick, too. Come on. Why is it so wrong? Does that make me a racist? Just hours after posting the statement, another porn site, Cocky Boys! We're familiar with Cocky Boys. Cocky Boys pulled down clips of Diggs. We removed Cameron's scene after reading his response. That's according to Cocky Boys director and CEO Jake Jackson. That's Jackson with an X because he's in porn. His statement does not represent the basic values of mutual respect and acceptance that is the mission of Cocky Boys. Really, that's your mission? Maybe that's why you're not so successful. Other porn companies' missions are like, we strive to give our customers the hottest man-on-man butt-banging action. That comes first, above all else. And then, number two on that list is we make sure not to hire any fucking white supremacists. All right, on July 25th, Naked Sword followed suit by canceling the release of any new dig scenes that was scheduled to go live the next day. In a story on racism in the gay porn industry for Vice News, straight-up gay porn editor... That's like the paper or website he's with. It's called Straight Up Gay Porn. Straight Up Gay Porn editor Zachary Sires described Diggs as a Dallas-based male stripper and gay porn actor whose torso is drenched in tattoos, several of which are symbols popular among white supremacist groups. In the news article that I'm reading, they've got comments. I love that the gays are trying to distance themselves from this guy. Nola Gay writes in, as a gay man, I want to make one thing clear. This man is not gay. He's gay for pay. He's pure trash, and in no way represents decent, kind, and respectable gay men like myself. Like, no one thinks all gays are white supremacists. You know what I mean? Kind of unnecessary. Another comment reads, gay Nazi Texas porn star? That just rolls off the tongue. All right, so there you go. That is your news, and that'll wrap things up for today's episode of DV. We're going to end things a little bit early just because it's Sunday night. I had a long weekend. I want to be bright-eyed and ready to go for the Monday show tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast and being subscribers. Don't forget, you can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
I drink almost all the urine that comes out of my body.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Allow my voice to instruct the process of enlarging your penis. Follow the path directly to your penis. Actually allow yourself to see and feel the experience of being inside of your penis. Your entire body, your mind, and your spirit is in agreement with creating a large, strong penis. Pulsing with excitement and vitality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot bigger.
Much bigger, no doubt about it.